Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm going to talk about a bunch of different topics that I have on my mind. And I'm going to start off with one of the most recent scandals in WWE and all of professional wrestling, really, and that would be the Rich Swann situation. Now, as everybody knows, for the most part, Rich Swann was arrested Saturday night, Sunday morning in Florida for kidnapping, false imprisonment, assault, and I believe a couple of other charges stemming from a domestic situation with his wife or girlfriend or fiance. I'm not sure exactly which she is. I've heard all three over the past 48 hours or so. Also, professional wrestler Sue Young, where he allegedly, because I wasn't there, I can only say what he allegedly did. Allegedly, he was criticizing her match from earlier in the evening, and she got out of the car that they were in. She get her back into the car, later forcefully drug her back into the car in a headlock and forced her back into the car, which, now I'm going to say, I have met Rich Swann. I thought at the time, I thought he was a really nice guy. My interaction with him was brief. It was at an indie show in Ohio, and like I said, my interaction with him was brief. I thought he was a really nice guy. So I thought, when I first heard this, I was like, I don't know if that really happened or not. But, you know, some people can hide their true selves, can hide their true selves behind the mask of a professional wrestler. Not a literal mask, of course, but so as far as judging Rich Swann goes, I'm going to let the judicial process play out. I'm going to let the court system do what it does, and depending on the verdict that is handed down from that, I will pass judgment at that time. Now, and I said that both him and his significant other, that is the easiest way to put it, are professional wrestlers. And that makes me want to get into the whole intergender wrestling phenomenon. That Glee, well, it's been around for years and years, and personally, I don't have a problem with it. If women want to get in the ring with men, more power to them. If they can handle the extra power of a man, then hey, who am I to judge? Now, I will say that there is one exception that I believe is, well, I believe this wrestler is highly inappropriate anyway, and it leads to the whole comedy in wrestling thing, which is Joey Ryan. I used to be a Joey Ryan fan. I think he's a talented wrestler. I just think his stick is overdone. The dick flip is old to go away. It's not special anymore. It's just old. Now, I think if he were to just perform the move, that was the absolute cleanest way I could say that, because any other way just sounded way too sexually suggestive. If he were to perform the move only on special occasions, then, like, say at the Battle of Los Angeles or another Pro Wrestling Guerrilla show that's a big show for them, or on one of the big Lucha Underground shows, something like that, but not every single time he wrestles. That's what killed the move for me. The first couple of times I saw the move, I thought it was clever. I mean, his gimmick is he's a sleazeball, and that's one of the sleaziest things you could do. It got old, and it needs to stop. Kind of like the Super Kick Party. Here we go on my Young Bucks rant. I am not a Young Bucks fan. Never really have been. Probably never will be. I will say, when they were Generation Me, I was kind of a fan. But since they started doing the Super Kick Party and the Too Sweet and all that, I really have, for lack of a better phrasing, soured on the Young Bucks. That opinion on them. Now, there, like I said, there are some situations where these things are acceptable. Big shows. If the Young Bucks only did their stuff at some of the big Ring of Honor shows, or at Wrestle Kingdom 12, if they're going to be on that show, which I'm sure they will be, that would be fine. But to do it every single match, to me, that just defeats the purpose of that defeats the aura, defeats the specialness. It kills that. And that's, to me, that's what professional wrestling is all about. And that's what's entertaining. If you want to call it sports entertainment, that's what's entertaining about it to me, is that special factor to it. And with a lot of these things, I don't get that. But that's just me. Another thing I want to talk about, which I made tonight a short show on purpose. The other thing I want to talk about was Raw last night, specifically the number one contenders match to face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble between Kane and Braun Strowman. Now, apparently, even though this was not announced, since that match ended in a double countout, the way they're going to handle that situation is they're going to have a triple threat at the Royal Rumble between Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane. Now, the only way I see this, the way I see this going down is Brock has to lose. Brock has to lose to either Braun Strowman or Kane. But Brock cannot be pinned. Because if the rumors are true and they want to go ahead with the whole Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania again, which I'm really getting tired of Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. It seems like that's just a feud that keeps going and going and going, and I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of Roman Reigns without the Shield, actually. With the Shield, he's fine. Without the Shield, I don't like Roman Reigns. But I digress. If they want that match If they want Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar needs to lose the title to Braun Strowman or Kane. One of them has to pin, one of those two has to pin the other. And then Lesnar needs to get it back at the next pay-per-view before WrestleMania, which I believe is Fastlane, which coincidentally will be in Columbus, Ohio. That is the only way that they can make Roman Reigns defeating Brock Lesnar believable. Is if he loses the title, gets it back, because they can't have him hold it all the way till WrestleMania. They can't. And who is Roman Reigns going to drop the Intercontinental title to? Because he had an incredible match against Cesaro, and Cesaro couldn't beat him. So, are they going to... Now, what I think they could do is they could have a champion versus champion, title versus title match, where both the Intercontinental title and the Universal title are on the line at WrestleMania. Don't think they're going to have The Miz come back and beat Roman Reigns for the Intercontinental title. What I think they'll do is they'll have Reigns beat Lesnar, hold both titles. The Intercontinental title will get held up. Vacant will become the Intercontinental champion. Yeah, I love that running joke about Vacant being the Intercontinental champion or whichever champion. It's probably one of my favorite running jokes in wrestling. But that will be, and then they'll have a tournament to decide the new Intercontinental champion, which will most likely be won by The Miz. And, you know, I actually think that would be the way to go. They're going to have Roman Reigns defeat Lesnar. Personally, I think somebody else needs to defeat Lesnar, like Braun Strowman. I think Strowman is ready for a title. I think Strowman is ready for the Intercontinental title, or the Universal title, I mean. Honestly, he could take the Intercontinental title. I'd be fine with that. But I think Braun Strowman is ready for a title. And heck, if they want Braun Strowman and Kane to eventually put their differences aside and become a tag team, as many of Kane's former opponents have done with him, that would be cool too, and have them win the tag titles. Sheamus and Cesaro, or even Rollins and Ambrose. But, you know, that's just my thoughts on a few different topics tonight. I was only going to go 15 minutes. I'm actually up to 18 minutes. Let's see. Later this month, NWF returns to Fairfield on December 30th at the UAW Hall. So on December 26th, the day after Christmas, right here on that chat, because I'm not taking that week off, we will have a very special guest, and my NWF Hall of Fame co-host, Miss Callie, will be here to conduct an interview with a very special member of the NWF roster. And as soon as we know who that member is, who that roster member is, we will let you know. But for now, this is Ace Diamond saying good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.